Hey there, Jen here. And before we talk about today's happy bit, I want to tell you that the Vibrant Happy Women Academy is open for $7, access for 30 days for just $7. Now, how do you know if the Vibrant Happy Women Academy is right for you? Well, it's right if you've been feeling burned out, like you're constantly meeting everyone else's needs, but never your own. You wish you had more free time. You crave it desperately. You feel like you've lost your sparkle or lost a bit of meaning and purpose. You've kind of lost a bit of yourself. If that sounds like you and you want to find yourself again and find that vitality and sparkle you used to have, then join me in the Vibrant Happy Women Academy. You'll have 30 days of access for just $7. And if you don't think it's for you, you can leave at any time. If you love it, you can stick around. We would love to have you. This is the place for women who want to work on their personal development, want to be happy, want to be their best selves. And in the academy, we shift from a place of burnout and we move up a ladder that has 5 rungs. The bottom one is burnout. We don't want to be there. Next is self-care. We learn how to take care of ourselves and we do it in a community where we're supporting each other. Then we develop more self-awareness, knowing our thoughts, our beliefs, our emotions, our sensations in our bodies. That awareness then shifts us up again to that 4th rung of the ladder, living in alignment. Now, you know when you're in alignment because you feel good and positive and uplifted and excited. You have those days when you're just living right and it feels good. In contrast, you have days when you're living out of alignment. I know it, we all do, or even just minutes or hours out of alignment. And that's when you feel dark and negative and easily offended and frustrated and out of balance. And the more time you spend in alignment, the easier it is to recognize what you should be doing with your life, living your purpose, being your best self, being that vibrant and happy mom or woman or daughter that you want to be. And when you do that, you feel good. You can't wait to get out of bed in the morning. And so this is everything I do with the podcast, with the Vibrant Happy Women Academy, and I would love to have you join us. Join anytime before Saturday, June 3rd at 12 p.m. Central Time, and you'll get access for 30 days for $7. And you can get there by going to vibranthappywomenacademy.com. So now on to our happy bit. And this comes from a question from Sarah Bates. I hope I can use your name, Sarah. And she said, Jen, what's your favorite quote, piece of advice, book, healthy meal, and kitchen gadget? Also, I'd love to know the standout personal development books you've read. Okay, Sarah, here goes. My favorite quote is by Nietzsche. And it kind of goes like this. And there's various versions because it's a translation. But it goes, and they who danced were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music. I love this because it's guided me for many, many years, probably a couple of decades. I love it because it means you can dance to your own beat, whatever drum you hear. And if you're hearing it, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, and they might think you're crazy. And as many of you know, I love to encourage people to listen to their intuition or to God or a higher power of the universe and get in touch with those feelings and dance to the beat of your own drum. Walk your path, live your purpose. And so I'll say it again. And those who danced were thought to be quite insane by those who could not hear the music. And that's by Nietzsche. And thanks for giving me the chance to think about this, Sarah, by the way. I've never gotten to answer my own interview questions before. Favorite piece of advice came from my husband. He said, do what makes you happy. It is so simple and so profound. And ironically, that happens to be the message I share with all of you through the podcast. Favorite book? I'm going to have to go with the Harry Potter series. And I'm just reading them again. I'm on number 4 for about the 10th time. They're just fun. And I can read them really fast now because I know them so well. My favorite healthy meal? Well, this will sound a little strange, but it is salmon or chicken. And I like to fry the chicken in coconut oil, add a little salt. And then I'll take the chicken out and throw in a giant handful of spinach and just let it wilt right there in the oil. And then I'll probably add a sweet potato or something to that. So that's my favorite meal. Kitchen gadget, my immersion blender. And there's an episode of the podcast with Mel Jolwan where we talk about her mayonnaise recipe from Well Fed, her first cookbook. And yes, I love to use my immersion blender to make mayonnaise. Personal development books? Oh, so many, Sarah. But some big ones that are in my mind right now are Unleash the Power Within by Tony Robbins, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. Why don't you all go to my show notes page at jenridea.com/happy64, all one word, and I'll have a list there of my top 10. Ooh, can I even say that? I'll have a list of 10 that I like, not my top 10. There's no way I could narrow it down. 10 that I like, maybe even 15. All right, so that's at jenridea.com/happy64, one word. Happy, number six, number four. All right, my friends, make it a great week. I hope you are excited that it's June. I hope you're going to be going swimming soon, just like I am, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere. And don't forget to sign up for the Vibrant Happy Women Academy by Saturday, June 3rd at noon Central. That's this Saturday at noon Central. Simply go to vibranthappywomenacademy.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenridea.com.